Hello, welcome everybody. This is Cheryl. We are here for our fourth and final call for Sacred Sexuality. We still have about a week and a half left of the emails, but this will be the last time that we'll be connecting live. So welcome to all of you who have joined for the live call. I'll look forward to connecting with you in about half an hour or so. And as always, if you have a question, you can star 2 at any time, and you'll show up on my screen. So star 2 if you want to add yourself to the queue. So we are going to start today, as we have started each week, with a meditation. This one is called Your Body is a Tree of Light. And it comes from a woman named Arielle Neshama Lee. I came across it last spring, early spring, end of February maybe, not quite spring. And she wrote it for the Jewish holiday of Tu B'Shvat, which is the birthday of trees, maybe one of my most favorite holidays, where we celebrate trees. How amazing. But the meditation is so beautiful. It's not religious, so don't worry if that's, if you were worried. It is just very beautiful meditation that takes us deeply into our bodies. And when I wrote to Arielle to ask her permission to use this in my course, she wrote back saying yes, absolutely, and that she created it to help women heal from body image issues. And I did not say the subject of my course when I wrote to her. I just said I was creating a course for women. So we were on the same page. I got where she was coming from. It is a very healing meditation for our bodies as women. So if you're going to join us now, please sit quietly, relax as best you can, close your eyes if that feels comfortable and relaxing for you. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling slowly on your own rhythm. Notice how just taking a moment to breathe slows us down and helps to bring us into the moment. It's not that all the mind chatter will cease. That's not the goal, and that's not even possible. It just helps us to come into our bodies and come into this moment. And now as you inhale, imagine that you are breathing in waves of healing energy. Feel these waves flow through your entire body. Feel this energy embrace your soul. As you exhale, envision any negative energy, any pain, fatigue, tension, stress, being released from your body, carried away on the soft wind of your breath. With every breath, feel the narrow places within you opening, expanding, becoming filled with waves of deep relaxation and healing energy. Feel this happening in your feet, your legs, your hips, your hands, your arms, your shoulders. Feel this happening in the core of your body, your pelvis, abdomen, chest, and spine. Feel this happening in your neck, your head, and your face. With every breath, feel the narrow places within you opening, expanding, becoming filled with waves of deep relaxation and healing energy. Feel yourself settling into this time, this place, this moment. There's nowhere else you need to be. It is said that the human being is like a tree in the field. Imagine it is a warm summer day. See the sun shining down from a clear blue sky above. Now envision a garden filled with beautiful trees and flowers, filled with flowing streams and waterfalls. Note the beauty of the trees. Some, like the oak, are strong and sturdy. Others, like the willow, sway gracefully in the soft summer breeze. Some are laden with luscious fruit. Some are crowned with beautiful flowers like jeweled diadems. Some are filled with nesting birds and butterflies. Envision your body as a tree, planted by the hand of God or goddess or nature in this garden. Envision your lower limbs as the roots of your tree. Envision the core of your body, your pelvis, abdomen, chest, spine, and ribcage as the trunk of your tree. Envision your upper limbs as your branches. Envision your head as a crown of fresh leaves and flowering blossoms. See your roots absorbing water from the ground beneath you. Feel these waters flowing upward from your roots through your entire tree body, nourishing you, sustaining you. Now focus on the flowering blossoms of your crown. Note their color and fragrance. Now envision streams of light flowing from above into these blossoms. This is a light from beyond the sun, from beyond the stars. Envision this light flowing like sap through every part of your tree body, flowing into the blossoms, from the blossoms into the branches. From the branches to the trunk, from the trunk to the roots. See your entire being aglow with this radiant light. Your body is a tree of light, a part of the cosmic tree of life. You are one with the endless light that fills the universe. The mystics say that the soul manifests in the body as a flock of birds, singing the life force into every limb and organ. Envision birds made of pure light nesting among the branches of your tree. Hear the song of these soul birds whispering through the leaves of your tree, singing the life force into every part of your being. Note the exquisite beauty of their song, a melody more beautiful than any you have ever heard. This is the song of your soul. You can hear and feel this song in every beat of your heart, in every breath you take. Know that the song of the universe sings through your soul. Know that you are one with the breath that created and sustains the universe. Hold on to these images as you now become aware once more of your breath and of the boundaries of your body. As you take a few deep breaths, become aware of the gentle rise and fall of your chest. Become aware once more of your presence in the physical space you are in. Then, whenever you are ready, slowly, gently, open your eyes. Your body is a tree of light. You can access this light whenever you want to visualize healing and cleansing and rinsing through any beliefs about your sexuality, about your body, that create shame and don't serve you. This is a healing light that you can access to move through your limbs, your trunk, your branches, inviting it in, inviting it to move through. Let's just let that settle. We're in no rush. It's such a beautiful image. Your body is a tree of light. And inside that beauty, I feel so much pain as well, that we are separated from knowing that on a daily basis that we are light. And that this dear Ariel created this meditation for her work with women who struggle with embracing and loving their bodies, which I think we can fairly say is nearly every woman. But I think also specifically for women who have a history of trauma and abuse. And again, that may be every woman. So I want to take a few minutes now on this theme of recognizing how much pain there is. How when I read your stories on the forum, and particularly in the trauma and abuse thread, my heart aches. And I imagine if you've read other people's stories, your hearts ache as well for your own pain and for others' pain. And I know we have this tendency to compare stories or compare pain, but there is no sense in that. Your pain is your pain, and it registers in your body as pain, and that's all we need to know. My heart hurts the same for all of it, for the overt sexual abuse, for losing your virginity to men who didn't really love you, for the covert sexual abuse, the confusion about hearing parents having sex, and the hundreds of other stories that you have shared. All of it is painful. And so I want to take a minute now together on this call to breathe in the meditation of Tonglen, which is most of you have taken one of my other courses, but just as a quick refresher, is the practice of breathing in what's painful. Normally we want to push it away, but this practice breathes it in and breathes out what's needed. And so before we do that, let's talk about the out-breath. Because while I feel so much pain, I also feel so much awe and respect and inspiration when I read your stories, for how bravely you've shared them, for the fact that you are here searching for healing and repair, that many of you are in relationships, which is the riskiest endeavor we can take as humans. And that so many of you have found some peace with your stories. And at least some aspects of your sexuality and your bodies. That there's also celebration. And sometimes I think it's nothing short of a miracle that we survive what we go through being humans on this planet. And not just survive, but come out with this glory and this light and this wisdom. So we function, yes, but there's so much poetry and grace in what I've been reading for the past, 32, 33 days on this forum, beyond what I ever, ever expected. So my heart just opens as wide as the sky when I read your stories and your willingness to be so vulnerable. And I know and I want you to know that we are stronger than we think, especially women. We just keep rising and opening, and we keep trying even when we've been hurt so badly. So I'd like us to just take a minute to breathe in the pain and breathe out the love and admiration and the connection to each other. So this is your own pain and others, and your own strength and others. And you can keep breathing. You can keep doing Tonglen if you like. I want to read you a poem that I wrote sometime last week, maybe after last week's call, about all of you. Inspired by the Pablo Neruda poem that I read last week called Naked, or Morning Sonnet, whatever it's called. It begins with the word naked. Naked. You are as beautiful as an apple tree who sways and sings in the breeze. Its trunk, the grounding cord to an ancient line. Its leaves, a collection of memories. Naked. You are the apples themselves. How they shine your cheeks. How they round your breasts, how even your knees are sweet fruits that want only to be tasted and loved, and how, like an apple, a star of seeds shimmers in your core. Where will you plant them? Naked, without the costumes of clothes, and stripped of the need to cut and slice your stories, you stand revealed, holding hands across the globe, one earth-wide apple orchard of women who dare to return to sap and swing, the play that contains the untouched memory of who we really are. So I want to talk about, just briefly, a bit more about what is sacred sexuality. I think we've touched on it every week. It's obviously the title of the course. But it's such a radical departure from how we normally think about sexuality that it deserves fleshing out this definition. So at the end of this poem, I talk about returning to the swing, the play. And that is an aspect of sacred sexuality. There is this aspect of sex as play, as discovery, as exploration, as creativity. This is all play. This place where we have some lightness, where we honor the holy clitoris and the magnificent phallus. And we smile into that. So when we are in that creative space, we don't have an agenda. We open ourselves to become a vessel of the divine. Whatever that means for you, a vessel of something bigger than ourselves. Just like we do when we draw or dance or write or paint. And of course, we can only do this when we clear enough of the shame away. And we can then become a clear channel, so that we can receive the creative energy that pulses the universe. And I hope this isn't too much to share, but at least a third, maybe more, of the visualizations and even the emails that comprise this course came to me after making love with my husband. So when I say it's a creative space, I not only mean the sex itself, but the capacity that sacred sexuality has to open us to our own creativity, where we become that vessel, that open channel that can receive from the universe. And if you have ever had a creative experience, which every single person has had, you know what I mean. And there's this sense that it's for something bigger than just you, and even bigger than the two of you. And as I talked about last week, there's this sense that sexuality is an offering. That's part of what makes it sacred and connects us to this feedback loop of the natural world, of the invisible layers and imagination and creativity. We give and we offer and we open and then we receive and then we give. And to me, it's one of the most alive, ecstatic experiences, not even necessarily the sex itself, but what comes before and what comes after. So when I was creating this course, it's not for me, right? I created it for you, right? As an offering, hopefully, as a teaching that was coming through me. It wasn't an idea that I had in my literal brain. It just kept coming through me. And one time my husband asked me, "What do you keep writing after we have sex?" I said, "I'm writing this course. It's just poetry and ideas, and they just come through me." And I will say it was not always that way. And it still is not always that way. Lest I paint a picture of some kind of ideal ecstatic experience. That's not what it is. And I have struggled just like all of you around sexuality. And I will continue to struggle. There's not an end goal. There's not a finish line for any of this learning. We're all in it together, whether it's our sexuality, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our self-trust, whether it's our relationship to our parents, our children, our parenting. We're all just learning. There was a long time where I would cry every single time after sex with my husband. And I've mentioned that on the forum. I think I mentioned it in one of the calls, how normal that is, how healing that is. We don't know that as a culture. We think we're supposed to be laughing hysterically in an ecstasy during and after and before sex, and that's just not that way. It touches our most vulnerable selves and our most vulnerable places. It's been years since I've cried after sex, but it was every single time almost, as far as I can remember. It was a lot. I would just cry and cry and cry, and my husband would hold me. Sometimes I would know why, and sometimes I wouldn't. And I don't really think it matters, the why. So I cannot emphasize this enough, that sacred sexuality is a process. It's not about outcome. There is no goal. It's about being honest and tuned in to the experience of what's happening moment by moment. And it will change moment by moment. You will feel open, and then you will suddenly, everything, all the doors slam shut. You're not going to be able to figure out why. Why is a trap and puts you straight into your head. What you can do is name it. Wow, I just shut down. I just closed. And you can name it to your partner if that's comfortable for you. And even if it's uncomfortable, it's worth it to name it. And then you open. And the more you make room for the closings, the more you invite the openings. So if you take anything from this course, I hope it's that. I hope it's the mindset of gentleness and curiosity that you can bring to your openings and closings. And that is true for sexuality. That is true in your relationships. That is true in life. It's just that there are certain areas that carry tremendous charge and expectation for unilateral openness, and our sexuality is certainly one of them.